Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. On the first part of today's show, I will be talking with Debbie Bishop, Interim Director of the Lenoxville and District Women's Center, and her colleague, Charity McNally Kerrigan, the support facilitator for parents and children at the center. We will start the show with a song, and the song is called Breathe, and it's by Lily Ann DeFrancesco. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
I don't want to go outside. I don't want to wreck my pride. My phone's ringing all the time, looking through these eyes of mine. I don't want to see my soul. Did I lose control? But I can be left alone. I build these walls all by my own. Far from who I was, who I could be. I'm feeling lately pain for what I've lost. You still be free. Oh, am I crazy?
And today we welcome to the Townships at 12, Debbie Bishop. Now, Debbie is the Interim Executive Director of the Lenoxville and District Women's Center. So welcome, Debbie.
Thanks.
Could you give us a bit of history about the organization, the Lenoxville and District Women's Center?
I actually pulled out one of our annual reports just to find out if I could give you the exact details. So I know the center was founded in 1981, so it's been around for quite a while. In that time, it's only had two executive directors. So the director that I'm replacing in interim, Terry, has been with the organization, I think, for roughly 30 years. So a worthy role model to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was founded, was given the regional mandate, so we cover all of Estrie. Our clientele, I guess, is the English-speaking women in the Estrie region. And basically, we're here to provide them with tools, resources, anything that they help them not survive, but work in the day-to-day to become the best they can be. And also within a French-speaking community or a French-speaking province.
Okay.
So just so that makes them feel that they're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're the only women's center I've read in Quebec that offers services to English people. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
There are some other organizations that do have mandates. They do have an English-speaking mandate, but I think even for them, they have difficulty finding the resources to speak English, to cover the needs. So we are. So we're the only organization that has prenatal. I can use that as an example. We offer prenatal classes. So we're the only organization that offers English prenatal classes.
Okay.
So it is quite a popular program.
Mm-hmm. It's so important too. So that's one of the services you offer. Could you tell us about some of the other services?
Some of the other services? Yeah, well, a lot of primary services, I'd say, are like the programs which we provide. There's referrals, like the activities, the referral resources, just the connections with the organizations, with the hospital, the health center, and just being able to find English, like English resources. But like some of the projects, I mean, there's, like I mentioned, the prenatal, there's going to be a play group coming up, there's a collective garden, there's yoga, there's OWLS, which is for the seniors, the senior women. There's the two annual campaigns, like there's the Secret Santa, Operation September, which is for like the kids going back to school. So yeah, no, there's quite a few programs in place. I'm right now trying to get out and meet all the facilitators and meet the women, families that participate, find out what the needs are and see if there's any other projects or programs we can offer.
Okay,
to fulfill that need.
That's great. Before the interview, we were talking a little bit about some of the challenges, and you were mentioning that one of them is just simply lack of staff, and that's probably one of the reasons that you jumped in and took the position as the interim executive director.
No, that's right. Yep. It was just perfect timing in my life. I was finishing at another job, and I saw this position opportunity open, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to jump in and give it a shot. And like I said, I had worked, I partnered with the Women's Center, but I mean, it's been quite a few years, so I know what they're capable of, and I know what they're capable of bringing to the community and bringing to the women and families. So I thought this is a good organization to work with.
Okay. As far as some of the challenges go, we mentioned COVID, and that's still lingering on. Some people are afraid to come out in groups, and that's understandable too. A lot of people with medical problems, so that has been one of the challenges too. So the Women's Center was actually not going for a little bit, I guess, because of lack of staff.
Well, lack of staff, also just reaching. I mean, a lot of, like, for example, something like OWLS, or just being able to reach people. I know a lot of people work through like Zoom or through some kind of internet, anyway, computers, just knowledge, it's access, like how to reach your clientele, how they can have access to the services without being up close and personal. I guess that's the way to put it. So yeah, right now, I mean, the doors were closed temporarily. So to get the message out that we're open, we're ready, we're waiting, we're anxious to meet. We want people to feel welcome to come see the offices, meet the team, find out what services we offer. I'd want to know what they need too, to see then if I can like find a way to meet that need or offer a program. So, I mean, and one of those is, and I'll pass you to Charity in a minute, one of those is like the playgroup. So for our families and kids, like, so this is, I mean, I know the Women's Center offered it. I think it was pre-COVID, and it's coming back, and it actually is just starting. Like, it just started this week, and then we want to get the word out, saying we're here, we're open. Come see us, and talk to us.
Okay. Well, if somebody wants to join, is there an annual membership?
There is. The membership is $5.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's that can be flexible.
Okay.
I know it's not an outstanding amount, but I'd rather have the member than the money, we'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And you have regular hours now that you're open?
We do. The office hours are from 8:30 until 4:30, from Monday to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I am in office on Friday, though, so if Friday's the time when they're able to come, then just give me a call or give the center a call, book an appointment, and I'll be here.
Okay, and you're located at 170 Queen Street in Lenoxville, Suite 203?
That's right, yep. So we're right, we're with Mrs. Bebo. So if you see all the signs for Madame Bebo's offices, we are right down the hall.
Okay, that's right.
Yep.
Okay.
And Hatley, and then we're right beside Maxi. It's a dangerous place to be.
True.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Well, no, I come from Stansted. We have none of this. So it's like, hey.
Okay. You have a website too?
So. The website, I'm going to say, is under construction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So we're working on that. So there is a Facebook page. And the Facebook page is pretty up to date. It has all like the programs, what number to call, like to register. It has, I think, the membership fee. It has a fair bit of information, and it's pretty well like updated.
Okay, that's good. Anyone can join from the area, from the Lennoxville, Sherbrooke, or beyond that?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's, like I said, we have a regional mandate. So I am hoping, I know we have like a board member who's in Richmond. I have a board member from Stansted. I'm from Stansted, so I've been talking to some people there. Just, yeah, expanding our reach. I guess that's the best way to put it. Just so that, if there's a need out there, like I said, I'd like to find a way to fulfill it. So I know there's families. I know there's women out there and families that we can work with, help, provide tools, provide even just fun, an opportunity to socialize with other families, other English-speaking families, just to know you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. The social aspect is so very important. Okay, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Debbie, and you give me to Charity?
No, not for me. I'll let you go to Charity because excited to have her on board, and she's coming in just at the same time as me. But she has lots of good stuff to share. So
okay.
I will pass you on to Charity.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you.
Thank you very much, Bye. Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Charity. Your last name?
McNally Kerrigan.
A-N.
Very okay. Irish in both.
Okay, we're talking with Charity. What is your position? What do you do at the Lennoxville and District Women's Center?
So I am the support for parents and children. So I will be doing playgroup. I do a parent education club as well called Parent Tap, and I will also be providing support for early childhood educators in the township.
Okay, that's really important. How long have you been with the Women's Center? Is this a recent position you've taken?
It is a very recent position. I worked here previously when my children were small, and I am just returning at the same time as Debbie.
Okay, that's great. So you have experience with small children.
I do, yes.
That's important. Okay, tell us about some of the activities that you're organizing.
Yes, of course. So playgroup is going to be at the Town Hall in Lennoxville every Tuesday from 9 until 12. We will be setting up an entire early childhood classroom there, so parents can come, or mothers can come, or caregivers can come with their children, and there will be activities provided and a circle time, so building early literacy skills every week, as well as a chance for parents to have modeled support, any questions they have about child development. I can help connect them with resources for healthcare or for speech pathology. We're trying to really build these resources for parents in the community.
Okay, that sounds like a really important need for parents. And what ages of the children did you mention?
Yeah, so for playgroup, it's going to be for infants, toddlers, preschoolers. It's going to run about the same schedule plus some extra activities during the school year. And then we also have Parent Tap to support parents through all stages of development of their children.
Okay, that's so important. They're supporting the parents. That's such an important need. Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Yes, of course. So the early childhood educators support, we were going to be doing workshops in English for people to do storytelling workshops or how to bring more music into your program, but also how to help guide behaviors and to manage your classroom to have kids have the best opportunity possible before they start school.
Okay, that's really important to get those skills before they start school. That can avoid a lot of problems.
Yeah, and there aren't very many resources for these families in English, so we're really trying to provide a depth of resources for that scenario.
Okay. Yeah, services in English, they're so needed to our dwindling English population, and you can easily feel so alone in any of your stages of your life without that support.
Exactly. And just having somebody to tell you you're not alone in this journey, I think, is going to be one of our big reasons for being there and providing these services.
Yeah, that's definitely so important. That's probably the nucleus of what people need to hear.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yes, we're also going to be partnering with the library to provide family story nights and family book clubs for people who are working during the day, so might not be able to access all of our playgroups, so to make sure there's still that reach that we have in the community.
Okay, that's important too. I've often read that children that are read to and books in the home, it makes such a difference in the child's development and their success in life in general.
Exactly. And we have such a wonderful resource in the libraries in the community that we want to let people know how to get their access them, how to get their library cards.
Mm-hmm. The library is such a great place there. I was interviewing Christian a few weeks ago, and it's just an amazing place.
Exactly. They've done an incredible job providing a deep need in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy to be working with them.
Exactly. It's so important to make partnerships with other places in the community, too.
We're just excited to keep going and to find out what the needs are and react to those needs by creating more programs and workshops that we're told. Like if they have a need, that we want to be able to be responsive to that and provide resources and education around that.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, you're doing a great job, and just really enjoy talking to you and finding out what's new at the Lenoxville and District Women's Center. So Debbie Bishop, the Interim Executive Director for the Lenoxville and District Women's Center, and Charity McNally-Carradine.
Yes, thank you so much for your time. It was lovely to speak with you.
Thanks again, and all the best on all your projects.
Thank you so much.
Turned on the radio and there it was, a song that sounded like something I wrote. The voice and melody were hauntingly so familiar that I thought it was a joke. Is it beyond intelligence, as if the soul
Evolution, ever changing.
That was a song from Sheryl Crow, and the song is called Evolution. Next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Exciting news, Friendship Day 2024 has begun. To continue the 30-year tradition, they need your help. Share your excitement with them by volunteering. You can reach them by email at friendshipdaylen@gmail.com. So that's Friendship Day being planned again, and this year's Friendship Day will be on June 8th, 2024. Uplands Cultural and Heritage Center, located at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lenoxville, will be presenting the art by the Lenoxville Art Group, LAG. This exhibit will continue until May 26, 2024. Now, Literacy in Action is offering some help. If you want to get one-on-one help to use your phone, tablet, or laptop, bring your device and have a 50-minute coaching session with a skill sharer. The volunteer tutors will be available for you. The sessions have already started at Literacy in Action. Their main office is at 5 Conley Street in Lenoxville, and these sessions will take place from 1 to 3 p.m. every Saturday. So give them a call if you need some help, 819-346-7009, or email sam@skillbuilders@lia-s3.org to schedule a session with one of the volunteers. So that sounds like a really good service for people. The Forman Art Gallery and Bishop's University Fine Arts Department, they are proud to invite everybody to the Flows of Change, the 26 Fine Arts Graduating Students Exhibition. And this exhibition will be on at the Forman Art Gallery until April 13th. This year, 8 student artists present the fruits of their respective artistic processes. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, I would like to help you to announce it. It's free. Just please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com, and we'll get your event announced. Also, if you have a nonprofit organization and you would like me to do an interview with one of you, I would be more than happy to. Again, please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. Please note that all interviews are pre-recorded and not live and done by telephone.
I said I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She a bad little, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She a bad little, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. Yeah, said my happiness is all of your misery. I put good all in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Tell me your if you send for me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh, yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She a bad little, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She a bad little, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. Yeah, said pop make money, now you try. You could use a revamp with a new vibe, sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan, cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you
you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't knew I'd win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said, I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb, but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame ain't something that I need no more.
Yeah, cause trick?
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Trick?
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
And that was Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. And I'd like to thank my guest for the first half hour today, Debbie Bishop, the Interim Executive Director for the Lenoxville and District Women's Center, and her colleague Charity McNally-Kerrigan, the Support Facilitator for Parents and Children. So we'll hear a word from a couple of our sponsors, the news with Derek Bullard, and we'll be right back in the second half. I'll be interviewing Dr. Mark Ware, Associate Professor in the Department of Family Medicine, and he also serves as the Director of the Interdisciplinary Alan Edwards Pain Management Unit at the Montreal General Hospital. He'll be talking about a recent national cannabis survey put out from Statistics Canada. So please stay tuned. We'll close with a song by Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For?
I used to float, now I just fall down. I used to know, but I'm not sure now what I was made for. What was I made for? Taking a drive, I was an ideal. Looked so alive, turns out I'm not real. Just something you paid for. What was I made for? Someday I might. something I can be, something I wait for, something I'm made for.